Well, amen. Here we go. Today's subject, today's message is titled, Our Unity is Another Dimension of Elevated Peace. We too will cast his shadow. And so today we're going to get a full view of our unity being another dimension of elevated peace. We're going to get a full view of it. In fact, it's our perfect, the Lord told me, it's our perfect position for being joined to the Father. Our unity is, in fact, the perfect position for being joined to the Father. We're not individually just joined, but the goal of the Lord, the goal of the Father is to have us joined as a body and together. And so we do represent that cherubim that's on the ark that's connecting as the church, not as individuals per se, but it is all of us together collectively. And as we come together and God keeps our minds in oneness through this word, it's so simple to walk in unity. If you find a people that are willing to walk in the Rhema, you found a true brother and a true sister in Christ. Amen. You found a part of the body. But it's the people that aren't willing that to walk in the Rhema word, to live by the Rhema word. I don't know that they're truly parts of the body because we are one bread, like we found out, I believe it was on Thursday. We are one bread. We are one. And it's the Rhema word that keeps us in oneness. And so for anyone that will walk and live by the Rhema word of God, they are absolutely considered to be a part of this body. And so as we come into the knowledge of it and we continue in it, there's coming a greater outpour. I'm telling you, it's intensifying. I'm hearing testimonies. I'm experiencing some things myself that have been really tremendous. So one can chase 1,000 guys, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Now let's go get it, because God is unifying us, and I am going to allow him to do his thing, take his time, educate us, pour knowledge into us on how important we really are to one another and how that our joints really supply. And I'm excited to be a part and to have the knowledge of being a part of the body of Christ. I really take that literal. It's become literal for me, where understanding that he's the head and that we are the body. It's just a tremendous, tremendous revelation. And this, by joining to the Father, he's causing the awakening. And I'm going to say this, he's causing dry bones to live. He's causing a oneness. The sinews are coming together. There's ligaments coming together through the revelation of being joined unto the Father. It's joining us in a greater capacity.
Amen.
It really, truthfully is. There is a unity and there's an unveiling. And the devil did not want us to know about the worth or the wealth of being joined corporately. He doesn't want you to get this. He doesn't want you to start keeping up your end and doing things not just for yourself, but now you're considering the others around you. And he doesn't want that, because this is the plan of all total redemption, that we would be one as the Father and Christ are one. All right.
Amen.
We're going to look at their oneness in the book of Acts. All of the things we've already looked at, but we're going to look at them again. And it's just going to set a tone. I'm not going to be very long this morning, but it's going to set a tone so you can get an understanding. God wants to, like I said, pour out an understanding to why we're learning about unity and why it's translating into the peace of God. It's translating into a greater dimension of peace. And so here we go. Their oneness in Acts 1:14. We're just going to look at the scriptures that talk about them being with one accord. It says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Okay, they were with one accord. That's right when they were about to get the outpouring. And here's the outpouring in Acts 2:1. It also references their oneness. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And so you start to see, as we've been seeing over the last several weeks, their oneness causes this outbreak. It's their being on one accord, having the same mind of the Spirit, as we've learned. In Acts 2:46, we see it here again. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. All right. So now we see here they have one, they're on one accord again, and they're in singleness of heart. All right. So they're all in, translate that singleness of heart. We know it translates singleness of mind. Amen. They all had the same mind. It's amazing. In fact, we're going to see how amazing their one mindset is. I had to read this over again in Acts 4 and 24, which we're going to look at, because I realized something. Elder Allison had made mention of it one time in our fellowship, that they were speaking the word of the Lord with boldness. But I didn't realize the depth of their singleness of mind, their oneness. Watch this. I believe this is nothing short of the supernatural. I really believe this. In Acts 4, verses 24 through 32, this is something else here. And when they heard that, they're talking about, this is when Peter and John were let go and they had gotten out of prison and they came back from being released from the higher ups of the Jewish sect. They were released and they couldn't, you know, this is what they said when they came home, when they came back into their camp. It says, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice. Now they lifted up their voice. It didn't even say their voices. It says they lifted up their voice. They had one voice.
One voice.
Watch this now. They lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, now this is the entire company. This is all of them, not Peter and John. This is all of them. Watch how long they stay in singleness of mind. And they, it says they with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea. Now, as I'm saying this, hear one voice with all of the believers saying all of this together. I don't know how they planned it. I don't think it was planned. It was an outpour of the oneness. And this is how they were on one accord. Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against the holy, thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever that thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Listen, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now this is, and the multitude of them that believed, listen to this. Now all these people, did they actually say all these things in order together? Well, the Bible declares that it was them that they did. It says it right there. It says, and when they heard, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And from 25, all the way down to verse 31, there we see, all the way down to 30, we see them speaking on one accord in singleness of mind. And the place began to shake. Can you imagine being assembly together with having this oneness that it causes the place we're in to begin to shake? That God was so moved by their singleness of heart that this is not the first time stuff was shaken in the book of Acts. We see several accounts that places they're in because of their oneness. It shakes the places. Boy, I wish I could have preached that. There's a shaking coming. Man, in all sincerity, can you imagine being on one accord to the point, man, where the place you're in begins to shake?
Bless God.
And the Spirit of God begins to move in the place. Why? Because of the oneness. I'll tell you why. Because it was like, man, it was just, it was the body of Christ. I don't see multitudes when I hear that. I see the literal body of Jesus Christ, that we become that body and all of that anointing and all of that grace and all of that power that's within that body. It comes alive when there's oneness of hearts. And when there's singleness of hearts, rather, when there's oneness of the mind, when we're together speaking and minding the same things. Can you imagine if we could ever tag in with Evangelist Benita during her declarations, and we all begin to say what's coming out of her mouth together? Not planned, but the Holy Spirit. We're in the oneness of his mind. We're in the mind of the Spirit, and we begin to say the same thing. It shakes the places. And I tell you, just like on the day of Pentecost, when they came back and every man from other nations or from all nations around heaven heard all of them speaking in their own language. The interpretation of their tongue, it was interpreted perfectly in their language. Yes. Out of one mouth. Cloven tongues of fire. And then we see again, the place shook as they came into that dimension. It was shaking. Why? Because they were oneness of mind. The power of God is in our oneness. The dimension of elevated peace that we tap into as we come into oneness here. Because the Father, listen, Jesus didn't die. He would have died to save one, but he died to save many. And that many becomes his body within the earth. And so we see this take place. Now, I never recognized or realized that it was all of them saying all of this at the same time for several verses.
It's true.
I never saw that before. It's amazing. And there we go with the shaking again. And it says here, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. There it is again. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. So now this creates the move of debt freedom. And because, man, can you imagine experiencing this presence, this awesome outpour of God's anointing, to where he's physically in the building? And now it's easy. You can see where oneness now would cause them to do whatever the mind of the Spirit was. And that's exactly what God, I'm really seeing his plan like I never have before. I'm really seeing his plan, taking care of everyone, especially those of the household of faith. And there's a special favor that we should have one toward another. We should be not trying to do it, not trying to be the Christian and do the Christian thing, but no, having the mind of the Spirit. If we truly had the mind of the Spirit, I would be my brother's keeper and beyond. I would show favor to my brothers in the household of faith, way beyond anyone else. We get all spiritual on the corners when we see people asking for money. We get all spiritual, we want to hand out, but we don't have an ear to hear for one another. Are you kidding me? No. Favor starts here. If judgment starts in the house of God, we always think judgment is bad. No, judgment, man, discernment should start in the house of God.
Amen.
I'm discerning what you need. I'm open to hear. Why? Because you're a part of my body. If you're hurting, sure enough, I'm hurting too. There's another dimension of elevated peace when we open up to the revelation of the fact that we are one. It's another dimension. I become peace for you. I become welfare for you. I become, my goodness, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory, reaching out toward you. It's another dimension of elevated peace. And there's another level of the anointing that will absolutely endorse and confirm that God was with you doing that. The place you're in will shake. You'll feel the presence of the Lord as we open up and as we really imbibe the fact that we are one. Truly, we are one. Man, we pray, and it's funny, we pray for one another. Because we think we're anointed vessels and or that is our Christian duty or we don't really pray with a consciousness that we're praying, actually praying for ourselves. We always pray because, you know, when someone says, pray for me, we never tap into the mindset of being one. You can amen it if you want to, but it's the truth.
Amen.
We don't tap into the mindset. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. There's something to that. Why then, most of the time, and I'm not talking to everyone, but most of the time Christians pray for themselves with a greater awareness, with a greater cry when it comes to praying for their own needs. Well, it should be the same way that we extend. And the only way we're going to get there is by understanding that we truly are one. And by understanding that, I'll have a greater anointing for you. It'll be a different outlook. Your breakthrough won't be at 30-fold. It'll be at 100-fold. Because we're moving in the revelation of being one. Well, as they experienced all they did through the book of Acts, it was because of their singleness of heart. It was because of their oneness. They came to a dimension where peace, the welfare of God, was flowing through them toward one another. When God sees that, when he sees that, watch me now. When he sees that, he sees himself and he sees his son. He's looking at his son. He's seeing his son. As we move like that, because this is what Jesus did. He moved with compassion always. He was always, always giving relief and always pouring out aid. He was always doing it because he was one with his father, and that's the way his father, God, is love. Bottom line. And when we exhibit that, the Bible says that they were first called Christians at Antioch. It wasn't because of the power that people were watching. They were called Christians at Antioch was because the love they had one for another. And that's the key. Can you hear me? Just say amen.
Amen.
So now, as we move like this, we're going to see a greater anointing. All right. So here we go. So now in the title, it talks about we too shall cast his shadow. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. So Holy Ghost note here. Can you imagine being in one accord and declaring verbatim the same thing for about 8 verses in a row? Their oneness caused the house to shake. This led to the mind of the Spirit revealing their debt freedom. So we want supernatural. No, but we got to become the supernatural. We got to become Amen. It. We got to become it. We want to see it, but we got to become it. What do I mean by that? We got to become it by staying in oneness and being open to whatever God wants to do. We want to graduate to walking on water, to doing things that are just, I mean, hovering, levitating, all this stuff. We want to do all these wonderful, strange things in the supernatural, but we got to become supernatural one for another, real simple. Stay in the mind of God. Stay joined to the Father. Stay joined to the Father. Stay in the place of peace, and you'll be able to understand and become almost like that conduit toward your brothers and your sisters in the earth. I know it sounds kind of like not really feeling that, but this is the real deal. It will Amen. Flourish like never before. This is really where he wants us to be. We are one body. All right. Acts 5 and 12 says this. All right. We'll read it here and then we're going to read it again. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. All right. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. This is where we start to see the revelation of casting the shadow here. We too shall cast his shadow. Watch this here. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Insomuch, here we go, that they brought forth the sick into the streets. Now, we read this before, but watch this here. And laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them, some of them. Now, Peter's shadow was overcasting some of them, and they were being healed. Those that were oppressed with demons were being set free. There was just an outpour at this point. But what got Peter's shadow to this place was in verse 12 again. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord.
Amen.
They were Amen. All with one accord. All right. Now I'm going to give you the revelation of the shadow casting here. Here we go. We go back over to the book of Ephesians. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. This is the place that we come to. Remember, we are the body. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, which we learned about. Studying to keep the unity of the Spirit. Staying in the study keeps us in the unity of the Spirit. In the bond of peace. It says in verse 4, there's only one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in the hope of your calling. Now, the word unity means oneness, all right? The word bond means a joint tie. So now we stay in oneness by the bond, by the joint tie, being tied to who? The Father. And then it's the word body. Watch this. This means here. That which casts a shadow as distinguished from the shadow itself.
Wow.
The body is called to cast the shadow.
Wow.
We are the body of Christ. Peter's shadow wasn't doing nothing. Their oneness created the shadow of Christ.
Wow, God.
Their oneness, their being in unity creates the shadow because why? We really are the body of Christ.
Jesus.
We too shall cast a shadow that everywhere we go, that every need it will be met. Everything will transpire. Why? We are reflecting Christ. This is the image, Evangelist Darrell, that you talk about so much. The image is on us to the point where we begin to cast the shadow.
Yes.
Amen. We together, not individually, praise God. It was the people that came together. My goodness. And Peter was the apostle out in front, that they had faith in the fact that the presence was there and on him, to the point that even if his shadow would touch him, but it wasn't his. It was the fact that they were all in one place on one accord, and the body was believing, and the body of Christ was moving. And now they put the people in the streets that the shadow of Peter, which obviously becomes the shadow of Christ. It is always Christ in us, the hope of glory. But to cast the shadow, it's going to take a oneness. It's going to take a oneness. Jesus, we too will cast that shadow together as we stay in the Rhema word, as we continue to understand together. My goodness, that's why every place we go in, favor is going to fall right there. Hallelujah. Outbreaks of healing will come forth. Why? Because we too are casting the shadow.
Hallelujah.
I want to be a part of a house that casts the shadow. I want to be a part of a house that's in oneness and singleness of mind. I want to be a part of the house that has the ability, that moves as the portion of the body that they are. If we're the hand, then the hand of our house will cast its shadow. If we're merely a pinky, then the pinky will cast a shadow. We will still be casting the shadow, a portion of the shadow of the body of Jesus Christ. As we stay in oneness, through our joint tie to the Father. Here's your breakdown. As we stay in oneness through our joint tie to the Father, we too will cast a shadow. Just as Peter did, so shall we. The Lord was speaking. Listen, this is what he told me. I was speaking prophetically here. That their oneness created the body. And I was trying to show the church that if you too will align yourself in oneness, you too will cast my shadow. It wasn't just the miracle of Peter's shadow. God was speaking to us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Saying, they are my body here. In this particular Acts chapter 5, they are my body. Therefore, my shadow is being cast. Come on. All right, let me take you a little bit deeper. If Jesus is standing in the room and the sun is shining on him, the shadow of Jesus would also be in the room. We are the representation of his body in the earth. When we're in oneness, we cast the shadow of Jesus. I know that's kind of out there, and I know I don't know if your faith is struggling to understand it. I'm telling you right now that our oneness will bring forth the shadow of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The shadow of the Lord will be in the room with us. If we're in oneness, the shadow of the Lord will be in your room right now, based on our oneness, based on our hearing, based on, my goodness, Elder Donna, you were talking about it today.
Oh,
you said it like five times, thanking him for the hearing. Based on our hearing together, we cast a shadow. Based on the fact that we stay in the study of what he's saying, we're casting a shadow.
Jesus.
Because you're the body. You're the body. And watch this body. Watch this body. Watch this body. The body of Jesus has already died and rose again. He'll know no death ever again. He'll know no sickness ever again. He'll know none of these things. He's never in any kind of deficit. The body of Jesus is in glory. And that's where exactly we belong. And by being in oneness, it elevates us to this dimension of the peace of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
To where the body is fully, fully furnished and taken care of. Walking in supernatural health. Walking in supernatural provisions. We are the body of Jesus Christ. How can the head be so rich and the body be so broke? Doesn't make sense. We are the body. So the Lord was speaking prophetically that the day when Peter's shadow was healing folks, he was telling his body that his shadow would be cast through our oneness. He was saying that he would literally be on the scene whenever we needed him. Prophetess Manita wrote, "Shade me with your right hand, the hand of power. Shade me with your right hand." Jesus. If the shadow is there, somebody hear this, he too is there. If the shadow is there, well, Apostle, how can I tell the shadow's there? Are you in the study? Are you hearing? Because if you're hearing and you're in the study and you've got a propitiated mind, the shadow's in your room. He is in your room. He's right there with you. He is Shammah. You too are casting the shadow because of the oneness of being in his rhema word. And I understand why he wants multitudes, because the greater the multitude, the greater the multitude, the greater the shadow is. If we get all the believers, but like I said, if we're just a pinky, maybe we're just a part of the thumb, whatever part we are, TGM, our oneness will cast that shadow.
Bless God.
If he just shades us with his right hand, it'll be enough for every burden to be removed and every single yoke to be destroyed. It'll be enough, praise God. shade us with your right hand. But we too will cast shadows. We will cast a shadow. We will cast. We're only responsible for what we're hearing, people of God. That's all you're responsible for. To stay in the study of what you've been hearing, not to move from that study. Stay right there. So we stay in a joint tie to the Father. This is how we got to unity here. It's our joint tie, our individual tie to the Father that causes us to elevate in oneness. We're staying joint. We're in a joint tie unto the Father through the rhema we're hearing. And my goodness, that joint tie brings us into a place of absolute unity. Though we're tied individually, we're unified because we're being tied by the same exact ligament. They're all touching each other. So now we're tied to the Father. And as we're tied to the Father, we have oneness. And that oneness causes us to become the actual body of Jesus Christ. I mean, just touch your hand. Touch your left hand, if you will. Take your right hand and touch your left hand. Do you realize that that left hand, that you are part of his body? I want you to actualize that. I want you to become literal with that. You are a part of his body. That's why these hands, your hands are anointed. There's an anointing on somebody's hands right now that if you touch, lay hands on any deficit area of your life, your body right now, you will experience healing because you actualize the fact that you, child of God, are a part of his body. This rhema word in you has cleansed you, has lifted you up. It has raised, it's seated you in the position, and you right now, because of the propitiation over your mind, you are part of his body. Hallelujah. You're anointed. You have power on the inside of you. You are favored. You are divinely healed. You, praise God. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to go off page just for a second here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. I hear you, Jesus. I hear you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 4. This wasn't in the plan today, not my plan, but it was in his. Ephesians chapter 4, it says right here, my goodness, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry. Why? For the edifying of the body of Christ. Ooh, Jesus. Why? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and full age. It says stature, but it means full age and of the fullness of Christ. That's where we're supposed to be. Why? Because we're the body. We too come into a place of being perfect. We come into the full age of Jesus. Why? Because each joint is supplying some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, the entire body, not just the fivefold, but the entire body gets it. Each time one of us has opened our mouths, man, it's bringing us into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We become his age. We talked about this in old story. The age he is now, we become.
Ooh.
We become. We're over 2,000 years old. We're indestructible, incorruptible. My goodness, we are totally anointed. We are free. We are blessed and highly favored of God our Father. Why? Because we are the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. What's on him is on us.
Yes, it is. Yes,
God, yes. And the devil doesn't want you to know this.
Yes, it is.
He doesn't want you to understand
this. Oh, be kidding us.
You are already healed. You are already delivered. Because you're the body. You're the body that died. You're the body that rose. You're the body that ascended. That's why you hear the Father speak. Because in essence, your ear is in heaven. Because you're a part of the body. I said that. Your ear is in heaven. Because you're part of the body. Every rhema is proof that your ear is in heaven. Jesus.
Everything.
It's on you now. The anointing's on you now. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So in our ministry, in our house, we're going to stick with the rhema word, and we're going to continue to walk as the body, the portion of the body that we are. But know this, you're casting a shadow. You're casting his shadow. And that shadow's carrying power to heal, set free, and deliver. Because you are the body of Christ. You and I, our oneness activates this body. Just like it did for them in the book of Acts. If we could get a hold of this one revelation, man, if the entire body could get a hold of this. That's why we got to publish this thing, man. We got to get it out there. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless God.
Our unity is another dimension of elevated peace. And with it, we cast a shadow. We cast a shadow. I speak absolute healing. Absolute healing. My goodness, this healing here. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There's healing in your hands right now. There's a physical healing moving through your hands. Both your right and your left hand. There's healing. There's greater circulation going through you right now, through your blood. There's a wonderful circulation going through you right now. Oh, yes. The breath of God is moving through your blood. You're getting oxygen in your body. Your body's aligning to the way it's supposed to be. Divine health and healing. Eternal life is in your body already. That's why you're going to live forever. Because you're his. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's an anointing right now. A tremendous anointing. Yes, there is. A tremendous anointing. It's working actually from the shoulders down. Glory be to God. Yes, the Lord said the reason why the shoulders down is because the head stays healed. But I'm healing my body right now. There's a physical healing taking place. And there's a spiritual alignment taking place in you right this very moment. And there's a fresh oxygen, a fresh breath of God that's flowing through you this very moment. And there's such healing attached to it. Jesus. Hallelujah. As the head is, so is the body becoming. Individually, and corporately for those of you that are under the sound of the word. It's happening right this very moment. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Satan, you're a liar. You don't carry any truth. Not any. You are the father of lies, and the Lord rebukes you. Oh, the Lord rebukes you. You will not hide this truth. You will not hide this truth. You will not hide this truth any longer. We are his body. And as he is, so are we in this life.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, say that again. As he is, so are we in this life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man, there's an anointing. There's an anointing. There is an anointing. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Yes, we bless you. Oh, as he is, so are we in this life. Just as he is, my goodness, somebody's got to get that. So are you in this life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Here we go. Here's some comments here. Evangelist Darrell says, hallelujah, we are the shadow image of Christ as we stay on one accord. That's right. Amen. Powerful. Jay says, the shadow is proof of his presence. It's the truth. It is the proof of his presence. Elder Allison says, amen, amen. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Evangelist Darrell says, reach to the shadow. He's reacting to the shadow being proof. LaTanya is also reacting to the shadow being proof. It's the truth. It is absolute truth that as we stay like we are right now, this reason why we read these comments, it shows the oneness that we have. It shows the agreement that we have. And understanding this, when we have this same sound, just like they spoke, man, they spoke the word together. They spoke. This is us speaking together. This is us in unity, in oneness of mind, singleness of heart. Javon says this, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, you better say that, of the Almighty, praise God. It's the truth. What is that secret place? I know what it is, that rhema word.
Yes, it is.
That's the secret place.
Bless God.
And it causes the shadow. Amen, amen, and amen, praise God. Evangelist Darrell says again, in the natural, when one steps into the light, your shadow is cast. In the spirit, when one steps into the light, the rhema, his shadow is cast. Amen. That is so simple to understand. It's the truth.
Amen, God.
It's the truth. Rhema is light, and it causes the shadow to come. Awesome. That's on point, praise God. And Elder Donna says, glory to God. And I know all of you want to say something. I know all of you are saying amen to this. Amen. Praise God. Whatever room you're in right now, wherever you are right now, he's right there with you right now. His shadow is in the room. His anointing is in the room. You might be listening in a car, but he's still right there. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't make a difference. You are his body. Oh, there is such an anointing that's flowing on this line. There's such healing that's flowing. If you could just lift your hands one more time and give God thanksgiving for the healing, for the divine healing that's going on right now, just lift your hands to him just for a moment and thank him and thank him again for the revelation of the fact that you are his body. You're in good health. You're in prosperity. As he is, so are you. Give him glory for that, because he's causing you to understand. The eyes of your understanding are being enlightened to the truth. You're no longer under the enemy's feet. You're no longer, no. You're not even stuck in the old rags that you had, because you are now with a revelation, the body of Jesus Christ. Ah, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There's no addictions in this body. There's no addictions in this body. There's no corruption in this body. Ha! Ooh, glory be to God. I just heard, come on, step in, man, and you'll step out of Egyptian religion. You'll step out of it. You'll step into and step out of Egyptian religion at the same time. You'll come into the place that God has truly intended.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything tries to strike your body, any physical ailment tries to strike your body, you tell it, no. This body does not get sick. This body stays well.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Master Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. 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 Thank you, Master. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.